Hi there, welcome to Shiloh Tabernacle London. We're located in Southeast London in Woolwich Dockyard, Block 1, Unit 9, Dockyard Industrial Estate, Woolwich Church Street, SC18 5PQ. Join us for our Bible study every Friday from 7:30 to 9 p.m. and you can't miss our Sunday services packed with prayer, vibrant worship and a powerful word. First service is 9 a.m. to 10:30, followed by our family service from 10:30 to 12:30. And now, for the best part, let's get into the Word.
Hallelujah! He will never lose a battle. Our God will never lose a battle. He's mighty in battle. Hallelujah! And guess what? So are you, because He is not far away from you, because He is with you. That is who you are. You are a conqueror. You are a winner. You can never lose a battle. You are more than a conqueror already in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Your God is with you. My God is with me. Amen. So as we continue in His presence this evening, I just want you to know that Christ is in you. Christ is with you. Whatever you are going through, He is with you. You understand? That's what He says in Romans chapter 8, verse 31 to 35. The Bible says, what then shall we say to these things? What shall we say to these things? The things that surround you, the things that are around you. What shall we say to them? If God is for us, if God is for us, who can be against us? What can be against us? What can be against you, child of God? He said, He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all. He gave Him up for us all. He says, how will He not also with Him graciously give us not a few things, but all things? All things. He will give you all things. In verse 33, it says, who shall bring any charge against God's elect? Who can bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Jesus Christ is the one who died. More than that, who was raised and is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Then he says, verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? No. Or distress? No. Or persecution? No. Or famine? No. Or nakedness? No. Or danger? No. Or sword? No. Or COVID-19? No. For it is written, he says, for your sake we are being killed all day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. Verse 37, this is what I want. He says, no, in all these things, in all, not in some, that keyword there, all, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Through Him who loved us. He is with you. He is in you. He says, verse 38, for I am sure, I am persuaded. Child of God, you need to be persuaded this evening. You need to be persuaded throughout your life. You need to be sure. You need to be sure that He is with you. You need to be sure that because He's with you, because He has already conquered, neither death, even when a person dies in Christ, he doesn't die. Death, because you know why? Because He took the sting out of death. Hallelujah. Neither death nor life, He says, no angels, no rulers, no things that are present, the things that are present, the now, the things that in which you are right now, this COVID-19 in which we are right now, that one cannot take us out. He even says, even the things to come. Do you understand how powerful that statement is? Nothing that the enemy can do that can take you out. Not even the things to come. No powers, he says, no height, no depth, no anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. It cannot separate you, and it will not separate you in the name of Jesus Christ. So this evening, I just need you to grasp the truth that you don't just recite this portion of scripture. You need to own it. You need to own it. You need to know it in your knower. You need to live by it, that Christ is in you. And as long as Christ, the conqueror, the deliverer, is in you, you are more than a conqueror. God is in you. God is for you. As long as he is in your corner and in you, you will win through Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Listen, he says, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail. You are his church, child of God. You cannot afford to doubt that he is in you. Christ is in you, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. The children of Israel doubted. They doubted God. We cannot doubt God. You cannot doubt God. They failed to believe that God was with them. Whenever disaster struck, they questioned his presence. And that's how most of us are. Whenever we hit a rough patch, we question God. Is he there? You cannot. He's there. He is with you. He's with you. He's with you. They doubted him, yet he was with them all along. They doubted him. Psalm 95, the psalmist speaks about this, inviting us to worship him, inviting us to worship the sovereign God, the rock of our salvation, Yeshua. Yeshua. That's the word for salvation. Yeshua is our help, he's our happiness, he's our deliverance, he's our rescue. Rescue from evil. That one who is in you. Psalm 95, he encourages us to approach him with thanksgiving because of the deliverance that he has given us. It speaks of the worthiness of God, how powerful he is. He who created the universe. Can you believe that? Just picture that. The one who created the universe. The one who cannot fit in the universe. Can you imagine? He is in you. You need to know the bigness, the power of the enormity of the God that is in you. You are walking around with a powerful God. You are walking around with the Creator, and yet you are crying. And yet I am crying. Far be from it. We need to know that he is with us all the time, anytime, everywhere, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Do you understand that? He is, he says, worship him, for he is our God. He is our Elohim. He's the one who originated the whole universe. He rules over the whole universe. And he says, we are his people. Listen, you are his person. You are his child. You are the apple of his eye. That created the big God. Do you understand that, child of God? He is you. He is your father. You are his. You belong to him. We are the people of his pasture, the sheep of his hand. Psalm 95 says, somebody type in that chat or say, lift up your hands wherever you are and says, he is my God. Yeah, come on, say it. He is my God. Yes, say it. Let it come out of your voice. Let it come out of your mouth and say, he is my God. He is my God. Say, I am his. Yes, confess it. I am his. I am his. You need to own him. You need to own him. I am his. He is mine. He is mine. He is mine. He is mine. His pasture is mine. His pasture is yours because you are his child. Hallelujah. You say, I am his sheep. Say it. I am his sheep. Take it further. Say, he is my shepherd. He is my shepherd. He is my shepherd. He is my shepherd. That's why David, oh my God, David got that revelation and said, the Lord is my shepherd. He is my shepherd. I shall not want. As long as the Lord God, the creator of the pasture, is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He leads. He leads. He leads. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ taught in John chapter 10, verse 11, and said, I am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd, the shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep. That is your shepherd. That is the one who lives inside you. Human shepherds may forsake their flock, But the Lord our God, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, he will not forsake you. He is with you. Even in that situation that is seemingly impossible, he is with you. I came this evening to guarantee you that he is with you. There is somebody who has been doubting him. There is somebody who has been questioning whether he is alive, whether he is awake, whether he cares. I guarantee you that he is with you. Hallelujah. He is with you, and he is leading us as our pastor. He is leading as our pastor, as our shepherd. He is leading as our shepherd. He is leading us. He leads us. He provides for us. He provides for us. He protects us. We are in his presence wherever you are, because you know what? He is omnipresent. You need to know that, and you need to believe it. You need to be mindful of the fact that God is with you. He's not only with you, but he's in you. You understand? He is our God. Psalm 48, verse 14, the psalmist says, this is God, our God forever and ever. He is our God forever and ever. Oh my God. He's not only your God on Sunday. He's not only your God on Monday. He's not only your God on Wednesday. He's your God forever. He will guide us forever, the psalmist says. How? As sheep, we must trust him and follow him. He is our shepherd, and we are his sheep. We must trust him and we must follow him. We must trust him and we must follow him. Sheep follow by hearing the voice of their shepherd. You need to be one who hears. Do you understand? In John chapter 10, verse 4, it says, when he has brought out all his own, that word own, I am his, you are his own. When he has brought out his own, what does he do? He goes before them. He goes before them. The Lord your God goes before you. He is going ahead of you. He has gone ahead of you. My God, my God. He has gone ahead of you in April. He has gone ahead of you in June. He has gone ahead of you in December. He has gone ahead of you. And what do the sheep do? They follow him. The shepherd does not push the sheep. He goes ahead of them and they follow him. Why? He says, for they know his voice. They know his voice. His own, idios, that word in Greek, idios. We are his own. We belong to him. He goes before us. We follow. The sheep follow. Why do they follow? Because they obey. They obey that voice. How do they know that voice? Because they are cognizant with the voice. They are cognizant with the voice. They are acquainted with his voice. Do you understand? They are familiar with the voice. They understand him. They are so cognizant with his voice, of his voice, that they cannot be confused by another voice. Do you understand? There are some voices that keep trying to infiltrate your mind. As long as they do not come from God, they do not come from your shepherd, you need to run away from them. That's what Jesus Christ says in John chapter 10, verse 5. A stranger, he says, this sheep, his own, a stranger, they will not follow. They will not follow, but they will flee from him. Why? For they know the voice of, they do not know the voice of strangers. They do not know the voice of strangers. Every voice that tries to infiltrate your system and your mind that is contrary to the word of God, contrary to God, eject it, run away from it, flee from it. Hallelujah. If God is your shepherd and is in you, you need to learn to hear his voice. You need to learn his voice. You need to learn his voice. That's the only way you can follow him. Do you know his voice this evening? Do you know his voice? Lift up your hands and say after me. Lift up your hands and say after me. Lord, teach me your voice. Father, teach us your voice, that I may know your language. Teach me your language, that I may follow after it. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, we command every other voice that does not come from you, every other voice that is contrary to your word, every other voice that is contrary to your teaching, every other voice in Jesus' name that tries to put us down, that tries to entice us from out of your presence, we rebuke it in Jesus' awesome name. We shut it out of our system in the name above every other name. Lord, teach me to take heed. Lord, teach me to obey your word in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Come on! You cannot follow him unless you hear his voice. You cannot follow him unless you understand his language. You cannot. The word here means to obey. The sheep obey. The sheep obey. The sheep obey. Matthew 11, 15, he says, he who has an ear, let him hear. I'm not talking about these appendages, these ones, because the words know how to get in from one point and they disappear from the other. I'm talking about the inner ear. Sheep are obedient. They hear the voice and they follow. They are not like goats. Goats, you have to pull them. I remember many years ago whenever we would be in holidays and want to go back to school, you know, your parents would either sell cows or they would sell goats. And when you are taking the goat, my friend, if you are given a goat to take it to the market, that would be an enormous task. You've got to pull and pull and pull. Because goats are not obedient at all. Hallelujah. Psalm 95, 7 to 8. The psalmist says, for he is our God. We are his people, the people of his pasture, the sheep of his hand. Hallelujah. And he says, today, if you hear his voice, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as at Meribah, or as on the day of Massa in the wilderness. Do not harden your hearts, child of God. Don't harden your hearts. Hardening hearts means, it talks about a stubborn heart. Soften your heart. Proverbs 28 verse 14 says, Blessed is the one who fears the Lord. Always, not sometimes, but always. Blessed is the one who fears the Lord always. But whoever hardens his heart will fall into calamity. Proverbs 28, 14. Write that down because you need it. Blessed is the one who fears the Lord, not occasionally, but always. But whoever hardens his heart, whoever is stubborn, he will fall into calamity. We refuse that in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Father, make us men and women who fear you. Make us men and men who fear you, not occasionally, but always in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Father, we refuse to harden our hearts, my Father. We are softening our hearts. I speak to every hard heart over there. In Jesus' mighty name, be softened in the name above every other name. Sheep trust their shepherd. God is our shepherd. We need to trust him. We need to know that he is with us. Hear his voice. Obey and follow him. Hallelujah. Isaiah 1:19 says, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. At times we are willing, and in other cases we are not obedient. The two go together. You cannot just be willing. You have to be obedient. You cannot just be obedient, you have to be willing. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Hallelujah. The psalmist says that they hardened their hearts with unbelief. They hardened their hearts with unbelief. And then he says, because they hardened their hearts with unbelief, he swore and says, they will never enter my rest. Says when Psalm 95 verse 9 says, when your fathers put me to the test and put me to proof, though they had seen my work. They had seen the Lord at work. They had seen him separate the Red Sea. But yet they kept testing him on the journey to the promised land. And he says, he loathed them. Verse 10, Psalm 95, he says, for 40 years he loathed that generation. He ensured that that generation completely disappears. They died in the wilderness. We refuse to be like them. We refuse to be like them. I will enter my promises in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. You will enter your promises in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Why? Because we will believe him. We will believe him. We will believe him. We will not put him to test. This is what he says. They are people. This is how God calls them. He says, they are people who go astray in their heart. There are people who go astray in their hearts because they have hardened their hearts with unbelief. Unbelief. You know that there are Christians who don't believe. You say what? Yeah. We have no faith in him. That's why we keep questioning where is he around? He is there. He is with you. They went astray. They went astray. They went astray. He says. He tells. He says. You do not know my ways. In other words, they doubted his ways. They questioned his ways. They were not willing and obedient to follow. The consequence of unbelief was that they did not enter the promised land. They doubted his presence. They questioned his methods. How are you doing it, Lord? Why am I going through this? Where are you? At Meribah. What happened at Meribah? At Meribah, you find this in Exodus chapter 17, verse 2. Exodus chapter 17, verse 2. At Meribah, the children of Israel lost it. They were so thirsty. They came to this point and they were so thirsty. Well, we have got the luxury of talking about them right now where we are. But if you were in the heat of the moment like they were in the heat of the moment, my friend, you see, in this where we are right now, if the Thames water does not make its way into your kitchen, you will raise dust. But these guys were in the desert, in very 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 hot place, and they did not have water. Exodus chapter 17 verse 2 says, therefore the people quarreled with Moses. They quarreled with Moses. They said, give us water. And Moses said to them, why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test the Lord? Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test the Lord? In other words, he's saying, it's not me that you are doubting here. You are doubting the Lord. You are not quarreling with me here. You are quarreling with the Lord. And there is somebody somewhere here. You keep quarreling with the Lord all the time. You keep putting him to the test all the time. You need to believe that he has got this. You need to believe that he knows best. He is your shepherd. He will lead you beside still waters. He will lead you to green pastures. He will provide that water. Whatever you are thirsting for, he will provide because he is that answer. They questioned his presence as if he was not with them in the very situation. You need to know that he's there in the situation which you are. They began challenging and trying his patience as if he does not know what he's doing. Instead of trusting him and obeying him, they began to doubt him. You understand? They doubted that they doubted the man of God. They doubted, they did not believe God, neither did they believe his prophet. What does the Bible say about that? Listen to what Jehoshaphat says. Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, you know, is faced with a coalition of adversaries who are coming against him. There is somebody right now, you have got a coalition of adversaries around you. There are so many things hitting you left and center. But what does he do? He goes to the Lord. He goes to the Lord because he knows it's only the Lord who can help him. Instead of complaining, instead of quarreling, he goes to him and cries and prays, Lord, here we are, help me. And the next morning, the Bible says, when they woke up, because he had already had assurance from God, he says in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20, the Bible says, and they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And when they went, Jehoshaphat stood and said to them, hear me, Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God. Believe in your Elohim. Believe in your shepherd and you will be established. Believe in his prophets and you will succeed. Believe in the Lord your God and you will be what? You will be established. Believe his prophets and you will succeed. They doubted Moses. They doubted God. When your enemies, when the enemies assault you, when the devil comes at you, upon you like a flood, what do you do? Do you believe God or do you even believe his prophets at all? In Exodus chapter 17, verse 3 to 4, the people, when Moses asked them this question, they did not even listen. They kept on. In fact, they turned it, they turned the complaints a notch higher. Verse 3 says, but the people thirsted there for water, and the people grumbled against Moses and said, why did you bring us out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our livestock with thirst? Listen, child of God, God is not in the business of killing you with thirst. That which you are thirsting for right now, that which you cannot see right now, that which you want to get so much, God is not about to kill you. That which you're craving for, so he is your provider, he is your shepherd. He is going to make it good for you in the name of Jesus. So Moses says, he cries to the Lord, Lord, what shall I do with these people? They are almost ready to stone me. And God says, he looks at these guys and he looks to Moses and says, go with the elders and stand before the rock at Horeb. You will find me there. Says, you strike the rock and water will come out from them for them. Strike the rock. Why is God asking Moses to strike the rock, not strike at least a tree? A tree, I will understand. A tree, there could be some liquid that will come out of it. But a rock? What is he trying to tell these children of Israel? He's trying to tell them that, you know what, I am more than able to do exceedingly abundantly more than you think or even ask. I can get water out of a rock because I am the source. I am the source. I am the source. You remember Jesus Christ meeting that woman, the Samaritan woman. He said, if you knew who was talking to you, the problem is we do not know Christ. We have not yet had a revelation of him. He says, if you knew who is speaking to you and who is asking you, you would know. Because he says, I am the living water. I have got water. I am the source of the water. That rock, he hit the rock. You know what? God is going to bring your deliverance from sources that you don't even believe. From sources that are unconventional. These people must have been confused. How can water come out of a rock? God is about to surprise you. He's about to surprise you. Oh my God. God is about to surprise you like never before in the name of Jesus. So Moses named this place Massa and Meribah. Meaning quarreling and testing God. Hallelujah. And listen, this is what I want us this is the verse I've been looking for. In verse 17, he says, and he called the name of the place Massa and Meribah because of the quarreling of the people of Israel. Stop quarreling, child of God. Hey, you, I'm talking to you. Stop quarreling. Stop quarreling. Just believe. Believe in the Lord your God and you will be established. Believe in his prophets and you will succeed. Just believe. Stop quarreling. Because they tested the Lord by saying, this is what they said, is the Lord among us? Is the Lord among us or not? Can you imagine? The Lord has just brought you out of slavery. He has brought you through the Red Sea. You have walked on dry ground. You have walked, you know, in between walls of water. And you are beginning to question, is God among us or not? Isn't that a question we have been asking lately? Is the Lord among us or not? If he was among us, would we go through this pandemic? If he was among us, would I lose my relative? If he was among us, would I lose my job? If he was among us, would my child be on drugs? Is God among us or not? That's the question. As a child of God, you cannot have that question in you. You need to know that he is with you. He is with you. In that situation, he is with you. There is no situation where he is not. He is not on a holiday. He is not somewhere else. He is with you right there, right there, right here. That's what he says in Isaiah 43, verse 1 to 2. The common scripture we know. But thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, O you joyous, O Reuben, O put your name there. He who formed you, O Israel, says, fear not. In other words, not as begin to ask yourself, see the question, say, is God here or not? God is there. He says, I have redeemed you. Not I will redeem you. He has already done it. That's why Paul says he's not scared of the things, the present things, or even the things to come, because he knows, he knew who is Christ, he knew who Jesus was, he had the revelation of who was with him, that God is with him. I have redeemed you. God has already redeemed you. These things that are bothering you right now, they are too late. They are too late. He has already redeemed you. You are redeemed. You are redeemed of the Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. He says, I have called you by name. You are mine. Remember, he says, we are his. We are his people, the people of his pasture. He says, you are mine. All these other things that are placing claims upon you, trying to claim you, trying these generational curses, whatever they call them, things like that coming from, they are late. You are his. He says, when you pass through the waters, not if, the waters will come. The waters will come. The waters will come. He says, when the waters come, I will be with you. Through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. And when you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. The flames shall not consume you. Why? Because he is there. He says, I am with you. He's in the fire. He's in the rivers. He's in the waters. So stop asking yourself whether he is around. Is he in this season of COVID-19? Is he around? He is there. He is present. He is here. He is with you, child of God. Fear not. Fear not. Fear not. Fear not. Do not put him to test. He is with you. He is with you. If you're asking yourself, how can he be in this situation? He is there. He's there. Do you understand? Emmanuel. 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 The prophet Isaiah spoke about him in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. It says, therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call him Emmanuel, meaning God with us. Matthew 1:23, and the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and she shall bring forth a son, and she shall call him Emmanuel, meaning God with us. God with us. You understand? Jesus is with you. Jesus is a sign that God is with you. Jesus is in you, my friend. Jesus is in you. Jesus resides in you. Hallelujah. This is what he taught. Jesus taught in John 14, 20. He said, in that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Hallelujah. My Father, I am in him, and I am in you. He is in you. He is in you. In John chapter 14, verse 16 to 17, he texts his father. He says, and I will ask, if you obey my commandments, if you keep my commandments, in other words, if you hear my voice, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper. You see? Now, the Father, the Son, and the other helper, the other helper, we know he's the Holy Spirit. He says, he will send you another helper to be with you when? Not only on Monday, not only on Sunday, but forever. He will be with you forever. God, Christ is with you forever. God is with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, he says, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. Do you know the Holy Spirit? Do you know the Holy Spirit? He says, you know him, for he dwells with you and he will abide in you. He dwells in you and he will abide in you. My God, the Spirit of God dwells in me and he abides in me. The Spirit of God dwells in me and he abides in me. And because he abides in me, these things that are around me, what shall I say to these things? You understand? He takes it further. Much higher. In John chapter 14, verse 23, he says, if anyone, anyone means anyone. It's not for only special people. If anyone does what? Loves me, and keeps my word, my father will love him, and we will come. We, He is the Father, He is the Son, the Holy Spirit. We will come to Him and make Him our home. We will make our home within Him. We will dwell in Him. Listen, child of God, you are His home. If you keep His word and love Him, you are His home. Somebody say, I am His home. I am His home. I am His home. In the olden days, the Lord lived in the temples. You know, according to the Ark of the Covenant, He was in the temples. He was in the tents. He was in the tabernacles. But today, it's you and I are the living tabernacles. He is in you. He is in you. He is in me. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27, Paul says, to them God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of His mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's a mystery. How is He in you? I can't even explain it, but I know it. You need to believe it. You need to have it in your knower that He is in you. Is there a God among us? Is there a God among us? I submit to you that He is not only among us, but He is in us. He is in you. You better believe it. You better believe it. He is in you. Jesus Christ tells His disciples that He's going to go to the other side. They get into the boat in Mark chapter 4. They get into this boat and they begin to travel. And the Bible says a great windstorm arose and the waves were breaking into the boat. Where is Jesus Christ? He's in the boat. The moment He got into the boat, He went straight to sleep. A very big lesson that He was teaching us that we must learn. He went straight to sleep. So the boat was beginning to fill with water. But He was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke Him up saying, Teacher, don't you even care that we are perishing? Another scriptures, you know, evangelists say that they began scooping water out of the boat. That He was asleep. They were asleep. They were panicking. They were panicking. That question, don't you even care that we are perishing, is a sign that they did not believe how powerful He was. They had not yet, you know, understood the potency of the one that was in them. The one who is in you, my friend, is greater than that storm. Is greater than that storm that is whirling against you. Is greater than that storm, the storm that are hitting against that boat called you. They had not gotten that revelation. You see, if you have Him inside you, you cannot be afraid of the waves if you understand who He is, if you know who He is. They began to panic. They said, we are perishing. How can you perish when He is in you? You cannot perish. You cannot. You will not perish. You will not perish because He is in you. Verse 39, and He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased there and then, and there was calm. Then He turned to these guys and says, why were you so afraid? Why were you so afraid? Somebody, why are you so afraid, child of God? He says, have you still no faith? Up until now, I've been with you. You still have no faith. You cannot believe who I am. You're like the children of Israel. I am with you. He is in the boat, but you are afraid. Why are you afraid, child of God? Why are you afraid? What are you fearing? What are you scared of? Don't you know that He is in the boat? Don't you know He's in the boat? The one who is in the boat, my friend, is the Lord, is the Lord of the storms. He's Lord over the storms. He's Lord over the storms. Therefore, be at peace. Enter His rest. Enter His rest. Like He rested and went into the stern and slept. Rest. I speak rest in your life. There's somebody who's restless right here. Restless about children. Restless about jobs. Restless about business. Restless about this and that. Rest in the Lord. He is in you. Christ is in you. If Christ is in you, you do not need to panic. Yes, the storms are raging. Yes, the water is almost, you know, you feel that you're almost sinking. But He is inside that boat. He is with you. He cannot sink. Nothing can sink Jesus Christ. Nothing can sink that boat as long as He is in you. You are unsinkable. Do you understand? When He arose, He commanded the water, the storms to be at peace. what he had wanted, what he had expected of his disciples was that peace to already be in them. Whatever the storm that is around you, you have the capacity to be at peace, to be at rest as long as Christ is in you. Why have you doubted? Why are you afraid? Do you not even have faith up until now? You have no faith up to now? I bring this to a close right now. We are going to pray that God increases our faith. You need to be mindful that Christ is with you now. Now. He is with you now. He is in your situation now. He's not just going to come tomorrow. No, he's now. He's there now. Now, 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 now. He's not going to just redeem. He has already redeemed you. He finished these things long time ago. He said it is finished. It is finished at the cross. He says it is finished. These things were finished long time ago. He's not in heaven panicking and, you know, dispatching angels. Oh my God. He's not panicking. You know why? Because it is finished. So rest in the Lord. Christ is in you. Do not be like the children of Israel who questioned, is God among us? Is he among us? Is God among us or not? Is God with me or not? Do not doubt God. As long as he is in you, you are secure. As long as he is in you, rest. As long as he is in you, it will be well with you. Be at peace. Let the storms rage on the outside, but do not allow the storms to enter you because he is in there. He is in the boat. As long as he is in the boat, you are safe and sound. You will get to your destination. You will get to the other side. Remember, he just told them, we are going to the other side. He did not say we are going to the bottom of the sea. You will not sink. So lift up those hands wherever you are right now. Mandelebo sikalabandelebosha. Rekonde kisha kataya makura baba. Father, we are praying this evening, Lord. Father, Lord, we come, King of Kings, repenting where we have doubted you, where we have questioned whether you are with us or not, where we have tested you, my Father, where we have quarreled with you, King of Kings, where, Father, we have challenged, oh, Father, Lord, your authority, where we have challenged your methods, where we have doubted your presence, King of Kings. Teach us, open our eyes, just like you opened the eyes, oh Father, Lord of glory, of Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, when he looked around and saw that they were overwhelmed by the armies and their chariots that were on the hills. When you opened his eyes, he began to see that more are they that were on their side than they that were against them. Open our spiritual eyes, my Father, that we may see who you are, that we may see that you are in the boat and you are at peace in the boat, so that we too may be at peace. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, we speak against the spirit of doubt, the spirit of doubt, the spirit of doubt, be broken in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. We destroy it, we destroy it, we destroy it. Father, we believe. We have seen you do wonders. We have got testimonies. We will stand on those testimonies, just like David stood on the testimony of killing the bear, on the testimony of killing the lion. And that's the testimony on which he stood to destroy the giant that was far bigger than him, because he knew that there was a God who was bigger than the giant on his inside. As long as you are in us, there is no giant so big. There is no storm so high, so powerful. There's no disease so powerful. There's no trouble so powerful. As long as you are in us, my Father, Lord, for you say, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Open our understanding today that we may know, that we may know that if you are for us and if you are in our corner, nothing by shall any means harm us, in Jesus' mighty name. Teach us to know. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Stop doubting the Lord in the name of Jesus. He is with you in the name of Jesus. He is with you in the name of Jesus. He will see you through to the other end, to your destiny, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Father, I thank you for our faith is lifted. I thank you for we are now mindful that you are with us. You are always with us, and you'll always be with us forever. Behold, child of God, he goes ahead of you. Just like the children of Israel. He went ahead of them in the pillar of a cloud and the fire by night and the cloud by day. Do you know why? Because the Bible says that he wanted them to travel day and night. You will not be stopped by any issue. You will not be stopped by, curtailed by any problem because he is going ahead of you and he's going to be your rear guard and he is in you. Hallelujah. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the praise, my Father. We glorify you, King of Kings, for there's nothing that can by any means take us out in Jesus' awesome name. Do you believe that he's in you? Believe it. Believe it. That in any situation, he is with you. Yes, even when things are going... You know, we tend to think that God is only with us when things are going well. Even when things are going downhill, he is there. He's ever present. The psalmist says he's the ever-present help in times of trouble. He is the ever-present help in times of trouble. He is there. That's why he says, even though the mountains swell, even though the rivers do whatever they do, even though the mountains move and go into the sea, he will not fear because he knows that the Lord is in him. He says, there's a city, he's in the city and he will make it glad. He is in you. He will make that city glad because he is in that city. He is in me. And as long as he is in me, I will be glad. You will be glad. You will be glad. Do you understand? Lift up those hands again to the Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, King of Kings, we cement the knowledge that you are with us in our minds, my Father, Lord. In our spirits, my Father, Lord. Imprint it on our minds. That we shall not doubt you again. That we shall not doubt you again. That we will not question you again. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. You are our shepherd, Father God. King of Kings, let us be as obedient as those sheep, my Father Lord, that hear you, that go with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Thank you, Father God. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. We glorify you, King of Kings. We honor you, Lord of glory, for you are with us at all times. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Somebody say amen. Say amen. Say amen. Wherever you are, say amen. Say amen. Say he's with me. Say he's my shepherd. Say I shall not want. Say I shall not fear. Say I shall not be afraid because he is in this boat. As long as he is in this boat, I will not be afraid. Say I am more than a conqueror. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. We give him praise. We give him praise. We give him praise. We give him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give him a clap offering wherever you are. Give him a clap offering. Give him a clap offering. Send a clap offering in that chat wherever you are in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. It is well with you, child of God. It is well with you. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. Do not be dismayed. Do not lose your footing at all. No, he is with you. Christ, the hope of glory, is in you. He will glorify you. He will glorify you. You know why? Because he wants to glorify his name. You will testify. You will testify. This is not how it ends. No. He is with you. Till the end. May God bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord sustain you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, we pray, amen and amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to this sermon. And I know you've been blessed. For more information about Shiloh Tabernacle and other sermons, please visit our website, www.shiloh.org.uk. And don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, at Shiloh LDN. Once again, that's at Shiloh LDN. You've been listening to Shiloh Tabernacle London, changing lives, building dreams. Until next time.